Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Senator Amy Klobuchar is voicing cautious optimism after attending the U.S. Supreme Court arguments Wednesday on President Trump's controversial tariffs. Klobuchar claims they're hurting American consumers and Minnesota farmers.
The president has put forth these tariffs that are across the board, amount to a $2,000 tariff tax on every American family. These tariff taxes that are basically involving many of our best allies like Canada, and our small businesses can't handle this.
On Truth Social, President Trump warned that without the tariffs, the U.S. would be virtually defenseless against other countries who have for years taken advantage of us. Governor Tim Walz purchased his deer hunting license Wednesday and joins 200,000 other hunters who already have theirs for the firearms deer hunting opener Saturday. Walz says it's another big boost to the Minnesota economy.
Outdoor activities in Minnesota are about a $13.7 billion investment. They have a trickle effect. When you go into a community, it's not just buying the firearms or buying the license that supports the DNR and all these other activities. It's gassing up. It's getting the hotel rooms. It's buying the equipment, all of the things that go with it.
The governor says he'll be hunting this weekend in the Cannon Falls area. Three suspects are charged in Washington County for a large fraud scheme targeting Spanish-speaking immigrants in local church communities. Prosecutors say Kira Romero Pinto, Dennis Aquino Martinez, and Luis Levi Aquino are accused of defrauding 25 victims of more than $500,000. Court records show they promised Immigration Legal Services employment and expedited citizenship through a fake attorney. The victims paid thousands of dollars in cash and signed contracts that were never delivered. They were mainly recruited from churches in Invergrove Heights and Woodbury. The Minnesota DNR is studying the state's expanding bear range and the age of their first reproduction. Project leader Andy Try says a bear doesn't usually have its first litter of cubs until age 5 or 4 in more productive areas.
But what we've been noticing, at least in the recent decades, is that about 50% of the females in that expanded zone are actually having cubs at 3, which is kind of a marked change from the past and is one of the reasons we're seeing such high expansion in the population.
Try says the bear range runs from the northern suburbs to Pine County and up into northern and northwestern Minnesota. And Anthony Edwards was back on the court for the Timberwolves last night, but they got crushed by the Knicks 137-114 at Madison Square Garden. Minnesota led at the half, but was outscored by the Knicks 83-56 in the third and fourth quarters. Julius Randle scored a game-high 32 points. Edwards finished with 15. This is MNN.